You know, just looking at silver historically, it tends to have these big pops once in a while. You know, every so often it'll make a big catch-up move compared to gold. And I still think that's going to happen. That's coming sometime in the near future, and it's going to be very worth it for anyone hanging on to silver. Or if you're getting into physical metals now, if you get a little more silver than gold, I think it's going to give us extra performance. It is lagging behind. It'll probably be gold that gets out of the starting gate first.
You're listening to Cary Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to and watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Cary Lutz. We're still on the road in Thailand, but the show must go on. All part of being a so-called digital nomad, which I am greatly enjoying this role and highly recommend it. If you can actually go on the road, go to places you want to go and still carry on your work, then you should definitely try to do it. It's really good. Well, person you're about to hear from is doing his work when it comes to precious metals and cryptos and other means of protecting your wealth. Michael Ahrens, it's great to have you on the show. I know I've seen your work around. And Hey, gold just got nailed and went below $2,000 for the first time in over 90 days. I think it was since... memory serves me sometime back in November, but my memory is not that great these days. So is it time to panic and sell, or is it time to load up the truck?
Absolutely not the time to panic, Cary. No, gold looks really good on the price charts overall. It was back in December. We had a big pop over 2,100, set a new high, and then it did come back down and go below 2,000, but popped right back up, and it's been staying above 2,000 ever since then. And looking at the chart, it's just kind of gone back above 2,000 today. So it stayed above for 2 months. And just the inflation number today, everything kind of sold off, and the dollar was up this week. But gold's bouncing back up and still hanging on at those high levels. And zooming back out, still is making a very big bullish pattern on the price charts. And I still think it's going to head higher from here. And I think you've had other guests talk about this too. When it breaks above 2,100, watch out. It is going to take off. And I expect that to happen before any kind of big major downside move.
The magic number, for sure. But all this while, gold is getting great press, you know, over 2,000. Silver can't even get back to its all-time high of close to $50. What do you make of that?
You know, just looking at silver historically, it tends to have these big pops once in a while. You know, every so often it'll make a big catch-up move compared to gold. And I still think that's going to happen. That's coming sometime in the near future, and it's going to be very worth it for anyone hanging on to silver. Or if you're getting into physical metals now, if you get a little more silver than gold, I think it's going to give us extra performance. It is lagging behind. It'll probably be gold that gets out of the starting gate first. And then... silver will make a big catch-up move, but we've seen it do that so many times before, and it's just so undervalued. There's so little silver out there. It's all used up in so many industrial applications. And at some point, when gold's going up, they're both going to go up for the same reasons, but silver just has a big catch-up move to make. And because there's so little of it out there, it will get pushed up much higher in price when that demand comes in and there's not enough supply. So it'll get back to its old highs and beyond. I think it just has room to run, so there's more potential. So it's a better investment.
All right. Hey, so what do you make of Mexico's attempting to pass a law that will really get rid of open pit silver mines in the country? You know, Mexico is by far the largest silver producer in the world. You know, geopolitical risk has come back to haunt everyone who thought you can go offshore and just do business like you do in the first world.
Yeah, I mean, again, that just kind of reinforces my point of wanting to have silver, wanting to have physical precious metals. That's what I do at my company at McIlvaney Precious Metals. We help people get physical gold and silver, and so that just makes me want to own it and hang on to it. You know, when Mexico's doing stuff like that, it's just going to make the price go higher for anyone that actually owns it, that has something, that has what little is available out there, and anything that has to do with geopolitical risks, yeah, you want to hold it, you want to have it in your hand, because that's real wealth. That's money that won't go away or go to zero, that, you know, doesn't just disappear with whatever the government does.
So in the meantime, you know, precious metals doing well, at least gold is for sure. Really the only one that is, when you look at platinum, you know, back below 1,000, palladium, that's sold off from its all-time highs. So only gold really is the one doing it. And then you look at the stocks, the companies that actually have to mine this stuff, and they in the dumps here. Do you see a turnaround there as well?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, gold really is the thing to own, just as long-term wealth protection and as money. I tend to stick with just gold and silver because they're both the monetary metals. Platinum and palladium have their place, but just, you know, I would keep my exposure to them to a much smaller extent as far as the physical metals go. And they tend to switch places back and forth, so you can trade them against each other and get free ounces. And we try to do that with looking at price ratios and trading some of the metals against each other. So there's a place for platinum and palladium, but for the most part, I'd like to help folks just get the monetary metals like gold and silver, you know, and I think silver will catch up when gold takes off. And I think the mining stocks will also have a big pop at some point. They're one of those things that they will outperform physical gold. It's just there's a few, you know, distinct periods throughout history where they do that. So you kind of have to hang on for the ride or even be willing to wait through any big drawdowns. But I think we actually might now be on the cusp of one of those times where they break out and outperform gold as gold goes up. So I think those will be good as well.
Okay, so physical is the way to go though, right? We agree on that?
Yeah, foundationally, you know, have a certain percentage of your portfolio in physical gold and silver, because that's just the part that will always be there. We'll bail you out if everything else goes bad. And it's real intrinsic money, or money that has intrinsic value within itself. So it's just, that's the one thing to have as your foundation. And really, Kerry, what's interesting is that everyone should have a physical gold because everyone uses the dollar. If you use the dollar as your currency to buy and sell goods, you should have gold because our central bank is purposely printing it out of thin air and creating more, which dilutes its value and makes it worth less and less. So holding on to it as your savings is a terrible idea. You're losing purchasing power constantly year after year. The faster you spend your dollars, the better. But if anyone's going to hang on to dollars, because of course people save for the future, well, your savings should be in gold and silver because they go up with inflation over time. They maintain their purchasing power. So it's for everybody. Obviously, everyone uses the dollar. Everyone tries to save money. So gold and silver are for everybody.
So it's a funny thing you mentioned this because I got a couple years on you. Inflation, like your generation, young, earlier, millennial and Gen Z, they're just discovering that inflation happens. Never knew it before because basically we've always had inflation. It never really goes away when you're dealing with fiat, but it was constricted and controlled much tighter for the past 40 years. You know, going back to the 80s, 35 years, you know, there's an inflation cycle, 40-year cycle for sure. But now these younger people are learning about inflation, learning about fiat currencies, but they've mostly gone to cryptos. They see, you know, they're looking for the silver bullet or the gold bullet, but they're looking for digital assets, not physical assets.
Yeah, that's true. And I think there's really not a replacement for physical gold. I'm not necessarily against cryptocurrencies. I think there is a place for them and there'll be a use for them and just the technology itself in this coming world. But even still, there's not a replacement for physical gold. I think it just requires more education and getting the word out there to this generation because you know, Bitcoin has been great in a lot of ways. It's had a huge move up. If you hung on to it, you had a big 60% drawdown a couple years ago. Now it's starting to move up again. It's been very volatile. If we're going to use it as an alternative currency, it can certainly have its place. If it's just a long-term form of savings, then if you bought it right, it's been great. And if you bought it wrong, it's been awful. So it just, it depends on your timing because of those huge swings. You know, in the last 20 years, gold's had a couple big swings, but overall, it's gone up 8 times in value over the last 20 years and more so beyond that. So there's some overlap, there's some use for both, but there's really no substitute for either one. You know, there's some digital uses for Bitcoin, but it also doesn't have the advantage of gold of always being there.
Yeah. No, hey, you're preaching to the choir here. I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I buy Bitcoin every Monday. I've been swing trading it up until recently, but once it broke 50,000, you know, might be time to take a little profits here. It's kind of a very, this is called buying Bitcoin for dummies, what I do. And I look, hey, I talk about cryptos. If I don't have any skin in the game, then I'm just an armchair quarterback who doesn't really know anything about it. So I've got my cryptos. I'm not keen on anything else. You know, Ethereum, you know, I just don't see it as the be all and the end all. Bitcoin is the gold standard of cryptos for sure. Hey, so we'll have this this discussion, this conversation again in a year, Michael. Where are we going to be?
Well, that's a good question. I don't really like making predictions on the future. I can see the trends and I can make some guesses on where things are going, but there's so many times out there people say, oh, on this date the dollar's gonna die, or by this date gold's gonna be here. But you know, the way I see the trend going, the next year or two could see a big breakout. And you know, we've got an election year this year where the Fed doesn't want to be too political, but they might lose control of the markets with whatever they have to do with interest rates. After the election, if they keep everything together, maybe after the election, everything falls apart. But I mean, I think we're on the cusp of something happening, whether it's a big drawdown, big pullback in the stock market, you know, and that would set gold off and have it set off on its new run. You know, so year or two from now, could we see gold at 2,500 and silver back to 40 or 50? Very possibly. Maybe it takes longer than that, but I think it's still very possible. So, and you know, the issue is they have a lot of room to run. They haven't accounted for all the money we've printed out of thin air. So the next, you know, 2 years, 5 years, whatever it is, they have a lot of room to run, like going multiple times higher in price just to do what they've done historically. So,
yeah, I could not agree with you more. It's, you know, Yogi Berra once said, prediction is really hard, especially when it's about the future. And the Yogiisms, book of Yogiisms. And I think investors can learn a lot from it. You know, when you get to a fork at the end of the road, take it, you know?
But do I feel good about holding on to physical metals for the rest of this decade? Absolutely. I think they're going to do very well. And there's a lot of peace of mind to having, you know, gold and silver coins in your hand, because that is something that, you know, doesn't disappear that easily. I've had my bank account hacked. I've had, you know, zeros on my savings account disappear, and I'm not very skilled at stopping that from someone overseas taking that. Whereas if I have gold in my hand, it's a little harder for someone to get to. So
you got the shotgun, and you got the booby traps, and you got that.
Don't tell everyone.
And you got that spear behind you, the wall. The wall and spells, Michael, right?
That's my mammoth spear, and I haven't come across a mammoth yet to try it out on. So hopefully one of these days.
All right. Hopefully you'll never need to. Hey, so where do we find you? How do we read your work? How do we connect with you on the web?
Yeah. If you want to put that in the notes, I've got a landing page, a website you can go to. It's mcalvany.com/Michael. And so it's mcalvany.com/Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Or folks can call me directly. My Direct number is 970-459-4611. Again, it's 970-459-4611. And happy to advise clients personally, one-on-one with their portfolio, you know, how much gold or silver makes sense, where to keep it, and answer any questions with all the nuances that there are.
All right. We appreciate that. Hey, if you got a question for Michael or myself, shoot me an email, kl@carrylutz.com. Michael's link is in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. You just got to click the link and you'll get right to his site. And while you're there, please sign up for your free newsletter. Michael, been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, Kerry. It was a privilege, so I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.